Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a new report from the ESRI shows that 35,000 to 53,000 new dwellings will be needed annually. This is based on projected population growth scenarios. The report looks at the forecast for population levels and related housing requirements using census and research data, as well as various forecasts on international migration patterns. Well, I'm joined now in the studio by Dr. Bara Rowntree, who's Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. And you're very welcome. Thank you for being here, Bara. So the report projects over 50,000 dwellings needed. The Housing Commission has recommended a slightly higher figure. So what are the points of difference and where might we actually land on this one?
Yeah, sure. So this is another report, and I suppose this is quite an important report because it feeds into some of the government's official targets, and that's why maybe there's been lots of anticipation of this report. But it comes up with that figure, as you say, of 30 to 53,000. The Housing Commission had a bit higher, about 60,000. But we also had even, you know, back in 2018, a report from the Central Bank, which said, again, it was in the range of 30 to 50,000 then, and that's before we had updated range. And why you get all these different estimates comes down to essentially different assumptions around things like household size, population growth, and, you know, how quickly you think the existing stock of houses needs to be replaced. So, you know, how long it takes for properties to fall out of use. So those are things that we can't be sure about. People make different assumptions about, and then you get your different range of estimates. But one thing I think that they are all clear on is that we haven't been building enough houses for the last decade.
That's the fundamental bottom line.
Fundamentally, we have not built enough houses for the last decade. And actually, the Housing Commission, you know, the ESRI report tries to kind of, I think, highlight that. But the Housing Commission had in the report that they think that's in the order of 250,000 houses that we have a deficit of, because we have a backlog of that many houses because we haven't built enough over the last decade.
You see, I think because of the scars of the crash, people go to this scenario where we overshoot what is required and we end up with an oversupply. What is the likelihood of that?
Extremely low to like
to zero.
Exactly.
Okay.
It would require wholesale immigration, you know, things that just aren't plausible to happen. Mm. And again, what's the upside of building too many houses is that houses are cheaper, you know, if that didn't.
Well, it goes to states.
This was really not that large of an issue. So I think, you know, there's some very prominent examples, but even back, if you go back to 2006, that's the last time we built enough houses for the population. Our population has been increasing faster, much, much faster than the number of houses we've been building since 2006. So it's just, it's not plausible
it's
that's
going
to happen.
And
really what the pressing issue is that we have not been building enough houses. We've not been building it for more than a decade, and we really need to up the number that we are building to you know, at least what has been talked about in the projections.
Particularly in and around our city. And the focus needs to be on the East Coast because that's where most people want to work. That's where they need to base themselves, right?
That's right. And so this is kind of goes back to something which, again, the Housing Commission also picked up on, which is currently the official strategy. It's not talked about that often, but the official strategy is that we try to spread out the population growth, so away from Dublin. But really what we've seen is that, you know, that require, you know, if you want to do that, that's a thing that you might want to do, but you need to do other measures to underpin that. You need to have, you know, more investment in those areas, and that's going to be something that takes decades to do. So what we see is that people want to live near Dublin and other major cities because that's where the jobs are. Mm-hmm. And what we are in a situation is at the moment is where we have essentially a system which artificially suppresses the number of houses that can be built in those regions. So again, one of the reasons these targets are so important is because they're treated somewhat officially. And what we've seen over the past few years is some of the state agencies, in particular the Office for the Planning Regulator, which kind of audits local authorities' plans, treat essentially these targets as caps rather than goals. And that's something which I think is really important that we stay away from. And, you know, that we do see that we need at least this range, this 35 to 53,000 a year into the future. And then we need to catch up on the backlog. But that should be treated as our target and not as a cap. Because what we're in the situation now is that there are some areas in and around Dublin in particular where we're saying, well, no, you can't be building as many as you planned. And that's a mad
situation.
Because
of planning regulations.
Because of the way that the planning regulations and the planning framework are being interpreted. It's been interpreted in quite a rigid way. It's been interpreted as saying, well, these are the caps or these are the targets and we're going to treat them as caps and you can only zone for enough housing to be built there. And that, again, that's leading to a situation which makes housing even less affordable than it already is.
So people need to get their heads around the fact that there will be more homes built in urban areas, and that's what is needed and it's what should happen. Now, that's not good news for somebody who has bought an expensive house in the last 10 years, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. This requires, building more houses is going to mean building more houses in cities and building more houses near where people already live. And as you say, some people mightn't be particularly comfortable with that. They might feel that that impinges on, maybe they had...
On the value of their house.
On the value of their house. But fundamentally, I think that's the question we need to ask ourselves. If we want to address this housing crisis, how much emphasis do we want to place on those rights, the rights of existing residents who usually are a lot better off than those who are seeking to move to an area? And that goes across a whole range of areas. It kind of goes from the planning system. We make it relatively easy for people to object to houses in their area and, more importantly, to bring judicial review cases through the legal system and stop development in their area because of things like potential impact on their house prices.
I mean, we know how controversial it is when you talk about messing with those rights, the right to object, the right to take a judicial review. I mean, how do you square that?
Well, fundamentally, I think it's where our priorities are. At the moment, what we preference and what we prioritise is the existing rights of residents. And is that something we're comfortable doing in a situation where we have a more than a decade long housing crisis and one in which order to solve, we need to build far more houses? To me, I think that's the question we need to ask ourselves. So there's not a right or wrong answer to that.
We prioritise in favour of the people who need the homes.
Absolutely. And I think that's clear in the planning system, but it's also clear in even how we fund a lot of local services. So at the moment, the way we fund lots of local services and improvements to local services is through development levies. We also have VAT on new build housing. That's only been the case for the last, not on the entire stock of housing. It's only been the case for the last 20, 30 years that we've had VAT on housing. So we essentially push the costs onto improving areas, on funding public services, onto new residents. So that's just another illustration of how we prioritise existing homeowners. So instead of that, what we could do, is we could shift those taxes and those levies away from new homeowners and onto the existing residents through a higher local property tax, through charging a tax on vacant land. Those are the types of things that we would do if we wanted to shift that balance away somewhat.
Well, I can just hear people now who are, struggling to pay back their mortgage, don't consider themselves to be very fortunate, to be in hock to the bank for the next 25 years, listening to that and saying, well, now you want the value of that house to either remain static or perhaps to fall and to increase my property tax.
I think it's very unlikely property values are going to fall. We're not building anything near enough houses for that to happen and don't look like we're going to. But I think what we have to ask ourselves is, again, we have this housing affordability crisis and have had for the last decade. We know the people who are most adversely impacted from it are those who are renting, those who are trying to buy a house. And yet what we do is we have a system which makes it hard to build enough houses, which says we're going to make it more expensive to build those new houses that are needed, and that we're going to prioritise those rights of the existing residents above new ones. And that's something which I think fundamentally we need to ask ourselves. And that's the question we need to answer if we want to address the housing crisis.
So the people who own their own homes should be prepared to take a bit of pain, really, for the greater good.
Yeah, and again, what we're talking about, essentially, the type of pain that we're talking about is see less housing price growth, right? It is very, very unlikely that we'll be in a situation where
there's a bit of paying going on as well, though, if you go down the increased property tax route, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, if you look what our property tax is, it is very, very low relative to other countries. So on average across the country, it's about €250 a year. If you look in the north, the equivalent domestic rate is over £1,000 a year, right? So we have a very low property tax. And what that means is that we end up having to have higher income taxes. It means we end up having to have higher consumption taxes. It means we have these things like high development levies and VAT on new built housing. And those are the choices that we're making. Again, what those choices represent is prioritising the needs of existing homeowners above those of future residents.
Barra, thank you very much for coming in. That's Dr. Barra Rowntree there, who's Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College. Now, coming up next on the programme, controversy continues over Dublin City's traffic plan. We hear from the retailers who fear it will hit their bottom line.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.